It's Niamh here on Community Hour, and there's a new course coming up in the next few weeks, which is a free computer course for farmers. And joining me on the line is Paul Derrick, computer tutor from Irish Rural Link, to tell us more. So first of all, Paul, can you tell us a bit more about this free AgFood training course for farmers?
So basically, the free AgFood course for farmers is for farmers that are farming at the moment and using an old book system where they write their entries into an old blue book and they send off their manual forms to the Department for Registration of Calves and Moving Animals by paper-based method. But with the department now, come the end of, we'll say, like maybe 2019, they want most farmers online to do all their online transactions. So this training is offered to farmers for a 5-week duration, just 2 hours per week. And it covers all the necessary skills they need to be able to use the AgFood services.
And where is this course on then, Paul?
The course is on in the RWN in Castlereagh. It's the old mill in Castlereagh Town.
Okay. And when does the course start then?
The course is on a Friday afternoon. I'm not 100% sure of the date. I think it's the 8th of February.
Okay. I suppose for anyone who might be interested, do they contact yourself, Paul, is it, to book a place?
Yeah, they can contact myself on 087-654-8881, or they can contact the RWN office there, or just pop into the office as well if they want to, just to put their name down for a class.
Okay, perfect. And I suppose, what is involved then in the course? What do farmers, I suppose, do they have to have a basic level of computing, or is it just really from the start?
It would be really from the start, I suppose. We show them how to use internet, whether it's Google Chrome or Internet Explorer, and we just show them how to Google. And then from there on in, then we use fake test accounts for AgFood services. Farmers won't be logging into their own actual accounts. And they log into the system and they get to learn how to look at their herd profile, which would mean that they could see all the cattle and livestock that they had on their herd currently. And they can also go back in years gone by to see what sort of stocking rates they had as well. And once we take them from there, then we show them how to do what's called a farm-to-farm movement or a B&B movement, which means that if they're selling cattle from home themselves, which a lot of farmers are doing at the moment, they can do the transaction online themselves. Or if they're renting, we'll say, slatted sheds of other farmers and they want to put cattle into those slatted sheds, they can do the movement online as well themselves. It's very similar to, like, you know, the online banking system, really.
Okay, very good. And this course is free as well, Paul?
That's right. It's been run by Irish Rural Link, but Irish Rural Link get their funding from the Department of Communications, and it's a scheme called Getting Citizens Online. So it's for people that are computer illiterate, so there's no criteria to get on the course. It's free to anyone that is in, just wants to upskill, or we'll say if they are a farmer and they want to upskill themselves for this AgFood services.
Okay, and is this the first time that this kind of course has run in the region, or
It would be rolled out quite a bit. We ran one there just before Christmas there on Friday afternoons, and it was very successful. We had 10 participants on it, and they finished there just before Christmas.
Okay. And is there any, I suppose, particular type of intake into this course in terms of, you know, is there a kind of a cut-off point in terms of numbers to take this course?
We do take max 10 people because that's the limit that we can take on any class. So we usually do find they fill fairly quick.
Okay. And how do you have, like, having done the course now with people, like, by the end of the course, do you feel they're, you know, do they need another, like, advanced level of a course, or do you feel like it's a good help to them?
I suppose it depends on their computer skills before they've come to us. And I suppose age is a big factor as well, you know. I suppose people maybe a little bit older might find the course a bit overwhelming for the first 5 weeks. But what we do is we offer them another 5 weeks training after they've finished, and you will find there will be uptake where people will ask to come back to repeat the course, and then they're very happy once they have that done.
Okay. And I suppose that's where it's all going, is it's online in terms of the work, especially for farmers. And I know it can be a bit of a daunting experience if you're not, I suppose, computer literate with it.
That's true, actually, yes.
Suppose, is there any other things that they can do, like, after the course in terms of helping them keep up the motivation to do it, and I suppose get used to it?
I suppose a lot of the time, we'll say, I always kind of integrate that into training. We'll say, you know, maybe 10 or 15 minutes after class every week, where I show them how to look at, we'll say, the Farmers Journal online or the Irish Independent or the Farming Independent or whatever. And that's great motivation for them then to be able to, you know, go home and say, you know what, I'm going to actually look at the paper as opposed to buying it. And we also set them up with an email account as well. So we kind of encourage them to go in and check their emails and be able to, you know, just even just look at their emails and just see if there's any incoming emails that might be important to them, you know, and just kind of like showing them different sites that they might be able to go on to, you know, to purchase things for their farm. Like cattle tags are all going online now with different websites and stuff like that. Like, so it'll soon be where the whole paper-based system is gone and people are just going to have to embrace and take on online trading.
Okay, and is there any future courses then coming up in case someone can't make it in the next
few
weeks?
Oh yes, like the department have and Irish Rural Link have said that they've secured funding right up until the end of 2018. So there will be lots of different courses, you know, not just on ag food, but just on internet and email training as well, and maybe digital media skills and stuff like that for people that want to participate. So there will be funding there until the end of 2018. So that's what the department have assured us on.
Okay, very good. And I suppose for anyone who may want to get more information about it, where can they go then, Paul?
They can contact myself on 087-654-8881 if they want information, and I can talk them through, you know, any bits and pieces that they want to know more about or whatever, because you often find that people will come to the class and there might be a few things in the class that people don't want, and then there's some farmers that want just the registration of the births. There's other farmers that want the movements. There's other farmers that want to be able to just be able to print down herd profiles and so on. So we do everything, we cover everything on the class, and just farmers then might just hone in more on the bit that they need to do themselves.
Okay, very good. Well, look, we might have a follow-up session with you, Paul, just in terms of maybe top tips for people who are going online and, you know, maybe things like that. But thanks for joining me on the line, and best of luck with the course.
That's great. Thanks very much, Niamh.
Cheers, Paul.
Thank you. Bye-bye.